Welcome back to the kitchen, I mean Candidly Eclectic. How is everyone this Wednesday? Today's topic was sort of spoiled by our joke at the beginning, but it's all about cooking today. What foods are our favorite and least favorites to make? What do we make the most? Do we have a signature dish? When we bring food to a get-together, what is our go-to dish? As always, the answers to these questions and more are coming up, so please stay tuned to Candidly Eclectic.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Do you cook?
I, on and off. I'll say on and off. Because, okay. Like, when I get the HelloFresh deliveries and stuff,
yes.
But I haven't been cooking lately because we've just been going out.
Yeah.
But I like cooking. I went to some college for culinary.
Yes, I remember you saying that. And yet?
Like, I know how to cook. I just don't all the time. How about you?
Yes. Now that it's the summer, I cook every day, Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
Since Fridays, I drive down to the shore.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom cooks Friday, Saturday, Sunday when we're at the beach house.
Okay.
But at home during the summer, during like the day after my birthday, that 21st of May to first week in October,
mm-hmm.
I'm cooking.
Okay.
But if it's when mom comes back, she cooks, but I try to help.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll pick a random week. So, when it started, got me helping to cook was I would pick a day during the week. Like, I would pick Wednesday nights, and that would be my day to cook.
Okay.
I would have to prep the meal, pick the meal, prep it out, and make sure it goes well with whatever. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I cook.
So my follow-up question to that is, do you cook for the entire family or just yourself?
As I just said, summer, it's just me and my dad.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's during the fall and winter, mm-hmm. it's for everybody. It's
okay.
For mom, dad, and younger brother.
Okay.
But I haven't been cooking when in the fall and winter. Like, I'll bake. I will bake separately if you and I are having, like, little New Year's Eve get-together.
Yeah.
I will make a special, like, a dip or mm-hmm. that cracker cheese tray.
Yeah.
The charcuterie board.
Okay.
Well, that's not cooking. That's just putting things together.
Arranging.
It perfectly.
Makes it sound...
Perfectly. So, my OCD, when it comes to, like, especially baking, I'm actually pretty good at baking.
Mm-hmm. You are. You are pretty good at baking.
Thank you.
When you're not fighting an oven.
We not see. Sorry, I have scars on my arm from the oven. So the oven and me, we don't get along very well. All right, what about you?
I cook normally for just myself. Like, when I do HelloFresh and stuff, I get the single person. Like, the... They don't have the single person when I was doing it.
Oh, that's
but
right.
But they had, like, three meals a week for two people. So I would cook that and then just have six meals during the week because, it was just me eating it. Because my sister is picky about food. And my mom was just like, nah. So I was like, okay. But now it's more, like, cook for me and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes cook for my sister and my mom included too. But my mom has her own like little kitchen setup that mm-hmm. she cooks for herself. But so when I get surgery mm-hmm. in July, she's going to have to come up here to cook because I'm not going to be allowed to stand up to cook.
Yeah.
So
or
she'll
you
be cooking.
Can get like, I'll send you a meal.
Oh, thank you.
I'll send all you guys a meal.
Okay.
So it'll be one day. It'll be big enough that it'll last you guys like that whole week.
Thank you.
So just let me know where you want, and then we'll order it.
Okay. Yeah, because...
I was just going to make chicken parm. I was going to either do chicken parm because it's easy, simple, but it's up to you guys.
Okay.
Because I know you guys... Like, or I was going to do a beef stew, which I'm really good at. I'm really good at making beef stew. Thank you, Mom, for giving me the recipe without the beer in it. Just two different recipes. So the recipe that my mom usually makes, sorry for going on a tangent. She puts like a can of beer in it for flavor. And it does, but with me being sober, I know I keep reiterating that. I'm so sorry, but that'll be one of our topics will be sobriety. That'll be a more serious topic. I found a recipe that doesn't have the beer in it, and it still tastes the same. It literally tastes exactly the same. Mm-hmm. But with I can taste, like, the slight difference because it doesn't have the beer in it.
Mm-hmm.
She gets, like, the cheap beer.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, either chicken parm or beef stew, or I could do, like, a ham and bean soup, which would be nice.
Okay.
You let me know what you want.
Okay, thank you.
I'll be cooking meals for a week for you.
Like, I don't already do that.
My turn?
Yep.
Okie dokie. Do you plan out your meals?
I should, but I don't. I just kind of am like, in the morning, I'm like, what do I feel like having today? Okay, I'll make them. Or when I have the HelloFresh every plate, Home Chef, whatever. Mm.
You just subscribe to whatever. We still keep them. I really want the bulgogi. Bulgogi was really
good. That was good.
I made that. But I had to take out the mustard seeds.
Yeah.
It had like soy. It had soy sauce in it and you couldn't have it. And I felt so bad. I was like, oh my gosh.
Thank God I'm not on that medicine anymore and I'm not allergic to soy anymore.
There you go.
Oh, that was awful. I couldn't even eat Oreos. I was like, this is torture.
I don't eat sweets anymore anyway, so it doesn't bother me.
But I did get, I think her name is Ree, the Pioneer Woman.
I don't watch cooking shows anymore. Used to.
She had, like, a meal planning book at Walmart
okay.
a while ago. I don't know if it's still there. And it's a 52-week meal planner.
Okay.
And it also comes with, like, those fridge magnets.
Okay.
Notepads.
Oh,
like.
Yeah.
Okay, to buy and
notes. Okay, yeah.
So I got that because we're gonna start planning out meals when I get the surgery.
Yeah.
Just so like,
you can always freeze them. So like you make them ahead of time and you put them in the freezer and you label them, and then you can just go in, plop it in like a pot or like the slow cooker and just quickly heat it up.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Shall I ask the next one?
Sure.
Okay. How often do you go grocery shopping?
Okay. For the summer, we only go grocery shopping for things that we necessarily need.
Okay.
So, like, peanut. And the thing is, it's usually I'm the one grocery shopping. I get the Murphy's card. I get my dad's credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And then we make a list of what we need, like salad makings or peanut butter. I haven't had peanut butter in 6 years. Because of where I used to work, we weren't allowed to have peanuts at all. And every day I wanted peanut butter and jelly. So it's always peanut butter. Like hot dog buns, like just the necessary things that we need.
Peanut butter.
And hot dogs. Yes, I'm the one, like, we'll make the grocery list together, but I'm, like, if I'm able to get the stuff after work, or even before work, I can quickly go in and grab it and run home and drop it off, or even on break, I can grab it, but I have to, label the bag and put it in the work fridge, or I could, which I don't do. So, yes, it's usually... We haven't gone grocery shopping yet because we're safe for now. If I can recall back, I think we grocery shopped the one time we went together, which was he walks fast for a guy who wants to get in and out of a grocery store. I don't think I've ever seen him move so fast in a grocery store to get in and out. I was like, And then he's asking me, where's this? I'm like, oh, it's aisle two. He goes, how do you know? I'm like, I used to work at a grocery store. I used to have to memorize what was in every aisle.
Yeah.
Anyway, this year we haven't gone grocery shopping yet. But in the past, it's been like every, in the past, it was like almost every other week we'd have to go.
Okay.
Because what my mom used to do is she would take everything from the freezer and bring it down with her. And then we would have to buy our own food.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, literally, I would have to buy, like, a pack of Purdue chicken breasts, like, one pack of them or two packs of them, and then we'd be, and then the worst part was repeating every meal.
Yeah.
And it was starting to getting annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't gone grocery shopping yet,
okay.
Back on wood. So, usually in the past, it was usually almost every other week.
Okay.
So, what about you?
We're bad. We go grocery shopping, like, when we know there's a dish we're about to make, or when we have run out of food.
Ah.
Or, like, yesterday I went to the grocery store, because I had a sudden craving for some chocolate pudding.
Oh, I haven't had chocolate pudding in forever. Like, the snack packs?
Yep, literally. Yeah. The chocolate and vanilla snack pack. But, like...
You know you can make your own pudding, right?
Yeah, but I didn't. I was heading to work, and I didn't have time, so I was just like, stop. And I was like, Mom, do you like this? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, good. I just literally want one snack pack. That's all. And she was like, okay. But, like... I was also looking for lasagna soup. I don't know if you've ever had it, but it's
pretty good. I've heard of people making it, and it actually looks pretty good, but I'm going to make that this summer. We're going in the crock pot. I will make it in the crock pot. Yes, that actually sounds really good, because my dad will eat lasagna. Well, we just have lasagna in May, so.
The shop right near where I work does lasagna soup sometimes with turkey sausage in it.
Ooh.
It's really good.
I don't think...
got a teeny tiny bit of a bite to it.
That's fine.
But it's so good. And you know me, normally if it's spicy, I'm like, I'm dying.
Yeah, me too. Oh my god, my gosh, fire really dying over here.
But I'm like, I love that soup. So I was looking for it and I wanted the snack pack.
Yeah.
But I also picked up rice puffs.
Like the rice,
like the big round
cookies looking things. Rice cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not like
pieces of rice,
it's like one giant.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, we call them rice cakes.
Okay.
And like they come in a pack about this big.
Yeah.
And, like they're just all stacked.
Yep.
Yeah. I know we used to eat them all the time as kids on the beach, and that was our snack. And I loved them.
And then I also
got to get back into them.
If you want, I've got some lemon ones.
Yeah. I do like the cinnamon apple.
I know what you're talking about, and that's not what I'm talking about.
So, yeah, let's make sure we're on the same vibe length right now, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
You mean, like, these are more like the ones that you see the kids eating in these?
Mm-mm. I don't know. I've never seen them before.
They're pretty good. But, we'll pick some of them up, because we haven't had them for a while.
Yeah.
But it was just like, okay, what do I feel like having as a snack? So I'll grab them. But we get our meat delivered from a subscription service.
That's brave of you.
It's Good American Rancher.
Okay.
I think it's called. So they send frozen meat, and then we just stick it in the freezer and use it when we want to.
Yeah.
But, I might get back into the HelloFresh, because I hate grocery shopping. Unless I have, like, the honey lime chicken. I'm gonna make that, me go.
Did you send me that recipe?
I gave it to you. Remember, piece of paper?
Girlfriend, I just cleaned my room, so my room's a little... It probably got thrown somewhere in my desk.
I'll send it to you again.
Yes, thank you. when you're trying to declutter your room and organize it, you just throw everything.
But, like, if there's a dish I want to make, I'll go to the grocery store, yeah. But I like the meal subscription kits.
Yeah, but that costs a lot of money, though.
It does, but...
Yeah, I can't afford that anymore. We still have the recipe card, so technically, yeah,
same.
I could still go out and just get, like, if we have, if it's the ingredients for it, we have sesame seeds, we have, like, the oregano, whatever, but if I need, like, the little ground beef meat, like, oh, I just found, I'm gonna make today, or tomorrow, stuffed peppers, so after, after today, or whenever, I have to go to the grocery store and grab a pack of four peppers. I have the rice, I have the ground beef, and I have the tomato paste. So that involves going into the oven. So
yeah.
In the oven. We don't get along.
Okay.
My turn?
Yep.
Where do you get your recipes?
I get mine a lot of the times from like internet or cookbooks, but the honey lime chicken that I just talked about, I got that recipe off of a Reddit gift exchange.
Okay.
And I love that dish, so I'm really happy I got that. But yeah, a lot of the times I'm just scrolling the interwebs and I'm just like, oh, that looks good, let me try making that. Yeah. And the tried and true cookbook method of just like open the book,
break out the actual ingredients, and I get mine from my mom's cookbooks, my grandmom's cookbooks too. I actually have my own cookbook, but it's called like Kids Cooking, and it's like it folds open, like the bottom half of the book folds open so it stands, and then you just flip the pages, and it stands up while you're. So that's how I learned. Okay, I learned how to make shepherd's pie. At age, I think 16 or 18.
Okay.
I think. That was like my first real recipe that I've actually ever made. That is good, but the topping of the potatoes take forever to brown. And I don't have patience for that. But like when it comes to like drawing the lines with the fork on the mashed potatoes, I am OCD about that. It's like, we're going to make perfect little rake lines. We got this. We're going to do this. I get them from cookbooks or online, but mainly from, now in the summer, it's mainly online. But during the fall, it's like, oh my gosh, I found this awesome recipe. Let me try this. I'll just use one of my mom's cookbooks. So,
speaking of cookbooks,
yes,
this is extremely random.
Okay. Like, any other time we're here, we have random questions.
Do you want a Disney Parks cookbook? Like, the recipes from
Have the Friends cookbook that I got as a gift that I haven't even used yet. And I'm trying to want to use it. Yes, I'll take it.
Okay.
Yes, and thank you.
Because we have three copies. So,
eat one for each of you.
Yeah. And I was like, she'd probably like this because it's the recipes from the actual parks.
Yeah.
And I think it's an official one, so.
Okay.
It's 11:11. Cue the Ben Barnes song.
Make a wish. My friend, okay, side note. My friend is getting married today. She's officially getting married today. And I'm going to, sorry for the side note. So I wanted to wish her good luck. Hope everything goes well, minus the rain. But I'm so happy for her. I texted her this morning saying happy wedding day. And she wasn't really feeling well. And I was like, oh no, this isn't supposed to happen. You're supposed to be happy and chipper and not sick. But shout out to her. I can't say her name because I never asked permission. So, but if she's listening to this podcast, she will know that it's for her. And we had cake yesterday at work for her.
Aww.
She was wearing her bride shirt, and I was like, oh, it's so cute. I'm so excited for her. Anyway, sorry for that major side note. Anyway, continue. What were we even talking
We were talking about
11-11. Yeah. And then that made me, okay.
And then we were initially talking about recipes. Where do you get your recipes.
Got it.
And I kind of just answered this one.
Okay.
But do you share your recipes?
Yes. I give them to my one coworker because my mom makes a really good bourbon chicken, bourbon salmon, crab cakes. I have a pork chop recipe that I had from like a couple summers ago that I saved. So I sent that to her and she gave me one of her pork chop recipes and hers. It's like mashed potatoes. It's like a little bit spicy, but it looks so good. So I will share. Then I also share it with my mom if I find something like that might indulge her like interest. But my mom is like the queen of cooking. I love when she cooks. It's so good. But she got her cooking skills from her mom, my grandma. My grandma makes the best, well, made, but in my mind, still makes the best meatloaf ever.
Okay.
It's my grandma's recipe. So I want to make meatloaf one day. I'll only make one loaf, though, for two people.
Yeah.
But what about you?
I do, like, when I was dating my one ex, he invited, he invited me to a lot of his family get-togethers. They had, like, a family get-together every weekend.
Oh, so, like, barbecues and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So, I'd always bring something.
I love bringing stuff. And even so though when people say you don't need to, I'm like, I cannot come empty-handed.
Exactly. Like, no, I'm bringing something.
Like, for
something.
This party tomorrow, I'm like, so I got this little boy a gift, and I asked the mom, I was like, do you need me to bring anything? She goes, no, you don't need to bring anything but yourself. I was like, okay. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, you were saying that, how you brought something.
There was one thing, I wish I still had the recipe, because it was really good. It was like, a pie.
Okay.
But it was like, it was a cream cheese lemonade pie.
Ooh.
It was so good. I have to find the recipe again because I got it offline. But everyone was like, what is the recipe? And I was like, here you go.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Oh,
cream
it was so
cheese
good.
Lemonade pie.
Yeah. Ooh. It was so good. And it was so easy to make. Let me actually Google and see if I can find it.
Yeah.
Hi.
Sorry, I'm stretching, guys.
There it is. It's right there.
Oh, nice. Definitely send that to me, because that will probably be a nice summer thing I can bake for Father's Day.
Yeah.
Because I'm making breakfast on Sunday.
And it's really easy. It's from, Great Grub Delicious Treats.
Oh, that's a tongue twister.
Yes.
Great Grub Delicious Treats.
Okay.
It definitely send that to me. Email that to me so then I can make it this weekend. Next weekend, sorry. This is this weekend.
Duh.
Sorry, I'm...
And I'm like a massive lemon person.
I think my mom likes lemon.
And it's baked.
Okay.
Pie.
Perfect.
So easy.
Perfect.
And it's for the creamy pie, it's literally evaporated milk, lemon pudding mix, cream cheese, and lemonade concentrate. And then you can either
I'm sorry. I like to mess with her.
I had made the pie crust, the graham cracker crust from scratch.
Okay.
And then I dropped it.
You dropped the crust?
I did. And then I just went and I bought one and just put the filling in.
Oh, okay. I don't really, because if you made that and you needed, I don't really technically call that cheating because you were last second, you dropped it and you needed a repair. That, I don't consider that cheating.
Yeah.
I would consider it cheating if you were if you knew that you could do the graham cracker crust, but you decided to buy it because you were didn't want to hand make the crust, that's different.
Yeah.
So, all right, I don't consider that cheating because that doesn't count as cheating. I'll let that count. You're safe on that one.
But yeah, I will. Here. Doop dee doop. So if anyone's looking for it, you can find this recipe on greatgrubdeliciouscreamcheeselemonadepie. Ta-da.
Thank y'all.
But yeah, that was one everyone was like, what is the recipe? Yeah,
I have and a I was like, really okay. nice recipe that my mom has that I brought to a party. It was a kid's birthday party. It's called, what the heck is it called? Holy cow. It's like a summer broccoli salad.
Okay.
So it's like broccoli, sunflower seeds. It's called broccoli salad. I think it has some kind of dressing in it. I forget. Cheese, cheddar cheese. Oh my gosh. I'm drawing the biggest blank right now because that is like my favorite summer like side dish. Broccoli salad.
Okay.
Well, next to a lot of other stuff, but like when I think of summer, I think of broccoli salad. I don't know. Either that or a cauliflower salad. Okay. Don't judge me.
Okay.
My mom makes the best. Oh, it's in a recipe, but oh my God. Cauliflower salad. It's cauliflower, mm-hmm. olives, black olives, the red pimentos, just the red pimentos.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she makes a huge bowl of it. And I'll bring the red, and it has like a vinaigrette sauce on it.
Okay.
So good. But the thing is, if you don't like veggies, you're not going to like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, gastronomical cowards in my family usually don't eat it.
Okay.
So we usually have to make, like a coleslaw or, like, carrot sticks or, like, sliced tomatoes or something for the people who don't like cauliflower salad. I'm like, it's not going to kill you.
Yeah.
It's something good. Or 5-bean salad, 3-bean salad, 5-bean salad.
Okay.
So good. I know it just comes out of the can, yeah. but it's still good, and I love it. I love beans. Like, green beans, wax beans, lima beans.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a lot of recipes that I love.
Okay.
My turn?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry. What is your favorite food to cook?
Chicken.
I kind of knew that answer.
How about you?
I'm going to have to say this is way out of left field.
Okay.
Ahi tuna. Okay. I love ahi tuna.
Okay.
I'm a huge seafood fan. Like, I love seafood. I tried making, I'm going to try to make shrimp scampi this summer. I've made it once.
Okay.
But my old coworker, who I love, she's a huge seafood fan. Like, she posts all the meals that she makes.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this is fit for, like, an army. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And it looks so good. But she adds a lot of salt.
Mm.
But she helped me make shrimp scampi when I was by myself. And I made it. And she goes, try not to overcook the shrimp. That's my worst fear of overcooking the shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Because they cook so fast.
Yeah.
So, shrimp scampi. Like, I love ahi tuna. Or meatloaf.
Okay.
Meatloaf.
Okay.
I was going to say Sicilian chicken. So, Sicilian chicken is my dad's best friend's recipe. But the recipe, when you think of a recipe, right, you think of a cup of this, da-da-da-da-da. No, this is you just eyeball and throw it in.
Ah, measure so, with your heart.
Yes. So we make it every year for Mother's Day.
Okay.
So depending on how many people, in the past we've made it for like 8 people, and we have a spicy section. We'd have to make two pots of it.
Oh, okay.
Because we have the people who like spice, and the wusses would be me, and just me, and my younger brother, the non-spicy side.
Okay.
When I mean spicy, I mean a half a jar of red pepper.
Oh.
Like, not even. They're pepper flakes.
Okay.
So now we just do one big one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add your own spice to your own plate.
That makes
sense. So I love Sicilian chicken. Sicilian chicken is a process, though.
Yeah. I'd imagine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it, but it's like process to prep. So, like, I cheated. Mm-hmm. This is cheated. So, you know, like, we have, like, the Spanish olives, the green with the red pimentos in them.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to slice them. Like, individually slice the olives.
Oh,
now,
okay.
Now my mom just bought the salad olives, which are already, it's the same ones.
Yeah.
That are already
okay.
Pre-sliced, so we just get spoonfuls and we just throw them in. My dad goes, not the juice, just the olives. I'm like, you do this. I was like, I'm doing it. I'm trying. So we started slightly cheating on that because you'd have to slice every olive. Pick out like at least 10 to 15 olives. Slice each olive.
Yeah.
You have to slice the chicken, slice the olives. Yeah. But yeah, that's probably it.
Okay. And if you just got a text, it's me.
I sent you
okay.
The honey
okay.
Lime chicken.
Awesome.
Recipe.
Just got it. And the great okay.
Yeah.
Cream cheese lemonade pie.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey.
And, like, together they make a really refreshing
mm-hmm.
summer meal.
Yeah.
And with the honey lime chicken,
mm-hmm.
if you serve it with corn,
I'm not a corn fan.
It goes well with any fresh vegetable.
Yeah, like, my dad, like, corn on the cob, I'm not going to buy 2 years of corn
mm-hmm.
and then only one of us eat them. I'm not going to
yeah.
waste that money. I love lima beans, so I can make lima beans. He can have it. He can have his. I'll get the corn just for him.
Anywho.
Okay. Next question, I believe, is me.
Yes.
What is your least favorite food to cook?
Oh, man. Probably shepherd's pie. Like, I love making it, but it's so many steps.
Yeah.
And by the time you get halfway through, I get halfway through because you have to peel the potatoes, skin the potatoes, chop the carrots, do the onions. I do pearl onions instead. It's easier. Yes, I cheat a little bit in that. But the and you have to mash the potatoes. And I'm like,
yep.
Oh my God, I'm so I'm over this meal. Sorry, guys. It's good. When it's, like, all done. But the process to make it is so much work.
Yeah.
I love it, but
mm-hmm.
not having to make it. So we only make that. Rarely do we ever make it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe once a year we break out that recipe.
Okay.
And it's so old that because of, like, all the times we've made it in the past
mm-hmm.
where this pages are, like, sticking together. And we're, like,
oh,
and, like, some of the things are, it's like half a teaspoon or half a quarter teaspoon of like tarragon, quarter teaspoon. I was like, the smallest measurements.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey. I'm like, I'm so bored. I'm over this meal. So that's probably like my least favorite to cook.
Okay.
So, what about you?
Mine is, I love it. And we make it, like, once a year, just, like...
Turkey?
No.
Friendsgiving?
No. Especially soup.
Huh?
It's a family recipe.
Where's the girl say what?
It's a family recipe. Next time I make it, I'll save you some to try.
Yeah.
And I'm saying the word wrong, but this is how my great-grandmother said the word.
Okay.
So it's spatzel.
Okay.
It's a German dumpling. S-P-A-E-T-Z-L-E.
Okay.
Dumpling, noodle, something like
okay.
that. But it's, what we do is, and I probably just butchered the proper pronunciation, but we
sorry for any of you people who are German and we butchered
yes.
the name.
Because I know that there are two people in Germany. I'm just so sorry.
We are so sorry.
Please don't come at us. Or
come at us in the comments so we know how to properly say it.
Exactly.
Say
Email
a nice
comment.
Yes. Please.
Just tell us the proper pronunciation. Because my piney great grandmother was walking around going, I need spatulas.
But, like, write it in the comments phonetically. Spell
yes,
it out.
Please. Oh my gosh. I would appreciate that so much. But, so the way you make it is you take your, normally we do it after Easter.
Okay.
And you take an unglazed ham with a bone in it.
Okay. Ooh, I like where this is going. I like ham.
And you put it in the stock pot.
Okay.
Fill it with water.
Okay.
And
it makes the broth.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we do pureed onions because we don't like the texture of onions. But you need the onions for the flavor.
Yeah.
And then you let that sit and boil and simmer
For like hours?
6 hours.
Okay. So it's like crock potting.
Yeah.
So it's like if my mom were making beef stew or some West Virginia pot roast.
But
anyway, sorry. Continue.
After you let it sit, you add in nutmeg.
Okay.
There's nutmeg in it.
I can.
And then you make the spatulas.
Okay.
When I'm sorry, I'm just saying especially because that's how I'm used to saying it. But spatule recipe. And the spatulas have let's see. It's all purpose flour, salt, eggs, and milk.
Okay.
And we put a little nutmeg in ours just to increase the flavor. Yeah. Which, if that's wrong, I'm sorry, Germany. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's just how we do it. It's an old piney recipe.
Yeah.
So, we're just...
Yeah, we're from the woods, guys, so we literally live in the woods.
But, the reason I don't like making it is because the dough then goes into... It looks like a cheese grater.
Okay.
With a cup on top.
Okay.
You put the dough in the cup, and then you just sit there, and you run it across back and forth, and your arms get so tired.
Yeah.
Because you put the spatula maker, it's what it's called. You can get one on Amazon. You cross the top, so the steam is coming up at you. You're trying to, like...
Yeah.
And they drop into the soup and start cooking.
Oh, okay.
But it's so good. But it takes so long, and there's so much steam, and I'm just like, oh my gosh. But when we make enough for, like, we make, like, 6 gallons of it.
Wow.
And then we just freeze it and take it out whenever we want some. But I love it, but I hate cooking it.
Same.
Okay.
Your turn or mine?
I think it's
mine. What do you make the most often?
Not any particular type, but chicken.
Okay.
Like, there's a lot of chicken that happens
in
my house. Because we like chicken, and that's one of the things my sister will eat.
Yeah.
So we do a constant revolving door of chicken dishes.
I have a new recipe for you.
Okay.
Cornflake chicken.
Ooh, sounds good.
We OD'd on that because my older brother, sorry, bro, for throwing you under the bus for this. I think my mom got the recipe off the side of the box, like the cornflake box, you know, like the cereal boxes.
Yeah.
Like, or came off a recipe on back of something. I don't know. And he made up a song.
Oh.
He would sing. He was like, I don't even want to say. It wasn't even a song. It was just, like, the way he said it. And every time he was over, when we were younger, a lot younger, he would always request cornflake chicken.
Okay.
And we OD'd on that, and we made it once. Like, out of, like, 20 years later, we made it once.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, yeah, nope, this doesn't taste the same.
Okay.
Because, like, I think we've made it so many times in the past that we literally OD'd on cornflake chicken.
Okay.
So,
done pretzel chicken, too.
It's just cornflakes and you smash them.
Yep.
And you, like, use that as the breading for the chicken. That's all it is. It's like if you did Parmesan. Parmesan crusted chicken. That's
good.
That is good.
That's really good.
But you don't like mayo. There's.
I do it without the mayo.
You can always use non-fat Greek yogurt.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good. When I was in Weight Watchers, my mom, instead of using mayo for mine, she would use non-fat Greek yogurt. It still tasted good.
Yeah.
It still tasted good, but I could taste the difference.
Yeah.
But now when I make it, I lessen my mayo.
Okay.
So I put more on somebody else's chicken than mine. Like, I'll still eat it.
Yeah.
But I steer away from, like, the carbs as best I can.
Okay.
I don't not fully steer away, but, like, eat less of the carbs.
Yeah.
Okay.
What food groups do you try to incorporate into your meals?
All of them.
Okay.
Like, we have to have a starch. We have to have a veggie. We have to have a meat. We have to have, yeah. Like, when my mom cooks, it's everything. Everything is incorporated. We have mushrooms. We have, like, the,
yeah.
Even when I cook, I try to incorporate, so I have to have a veggie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care if I eat carrot sticks for the rest of the summer. I'm fine with that. Or frozen peas. Like, I will make frozen peas for myself,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll give somebody, like, my dad, like, carrot sticks or tomatoes.
Okay.
For his veggie side, because he will not touch the peas.
Okay.
There's another recipe that I completely forgot.
Okay.
Tuna noodle casserole.
Oh, okay.
It's just canned tuna with pasta and cream of mushroom soup, I think.
Yeah, a lot of the times
cream of mushroom soup
is what goes with the casseroles.
And a cup of peas.
Okay.
But since I don't think you guys like peas, I don't think your mom likes peas.
Yeah, I think mom does, but Kristen and I don't.
Yeah. So, my dad complains about how much flippin' peas are in this recipe. It's the same gosh darn recipe amount every time my mom makes it.
Mm-hmm.
I love making that. Last time I made it, it was a little bit too soupy. Because I don't think we let it sit in the oven long enough.
Wow, okay.
And I followed the recipe to the T. Like, my mom's recipe, I followed it. It has celery in it. That is one of my favorites to make, and I love it. But if I make it this summer, I have to not have peas in it. And that just ruins. So I'll probably make a side of peas for myself and pour it into my dish and mix them separately.
Okay.
I love tuna. Or hot dog casserole. You guys might like hot dog casserole.
Okay. I know we like...
That's just tomato soup, pasta, and cut hot dogs.
Oh, okay.
So maybe I'll make that and just send it over. You guys just heat it up in the microwave. Sorry, guys.
I know. We're planning here.
Yeah, I'm trying to plan for her.
Hey.
And then I'm also planning for myself, too. Because I'm like, oh, we can do a hot dog casserole. Or Texas Tommy's. Huh? Have you ever had them?
I have.
My dad likes them. When he makes them, it's, like, so good. I was like, how did you come up with this recipe? He goes, I don't know. I was like, thanks. And I'm not really a big fan of hot dogs anymore. I try to steer away from them.
Yeah.
But I do cheat a lot sometimes when I'm, like, craving meat.
Okay.
So, anyway. All right.
Okay. Do you have a signature dish?
Me personally, or, like, a dish that I've made in the past?
You personally.
Me personally. Oh, boy. Okay. I just made... This is, like, one of my favorites that I just made. It was a sugar. I just made it. I literally just made it. Pasta bolognese.
Okay.
I just made it.
Very nice.
It's, like, simple, easy.
Mm-hmm.
But it, I have to say that. And, I literally just made this recipe. Give me a minute, guys. It was hot honey smoky chicken.
Oh, okay. Remember you told me about that.
Yes. I made that in the crock pot. And it's we use chicken thighs.
Okay.
It's like 3 chicken thighs, so I made an extra one. Because I usually take the extras to work for
makes sense.
Lunch. It's all it is, hot honey. I didn't know we had that. So it's chicken thighs, boneless. It's either boneless, two to two and a half pounds of boneless, skinless chicken thighs. About 68 pieces, but I did three. A third cup of hot honey or regular honey, which I did. Yeah. I did like a teaspoon of it. Or whatever. And a teaspoon of 1 to 2 teaspoons, sorry, of hot sauce.
Okay.
I used sriracha.
Oh, very nice.
And I'm not a sriracha fan, but it was still good. 2 tablespoons smoked paprika, 2 tablespoons soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar or lemon juice.
Okay.
Whatever you prefer. 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard, optional, but adds depth, like whatever. Yeah. Garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and liquid smoke, which okay. I didn't think we had. So I just did the smoked paprika.
Okay.
I had no idea we had liquid smoke. And I shared this with my mom. She goes, did you do liquid smoke? I'm like, I've never heard of liquid smoke. She goes, it's in the corner cabinet where the soy. I was like, oh. She goes, and then you just put it in a Ziploc bag, put all those ingredients in a Ziploc bag with the chicken, and you swish it around and mix it and then let it sit overnight for the best because it'll sit longer and it will marinate better. So we did that. Put it in the crock pot and cook for low 6 to 7 hours or high 3 to 4 hours. And I put it over. I think I just did veggies that night. We did like carrot sticks and tomatoes. And that recipe, my dad actually said it was very good.
Okay.
Very, very good. So I will give myself props for that one.
Okay. Mine is that honey lime chicken.
Yeah. I'm going to make that. That'll be like our Wednesday.
Which is another really simple one. And this is one I got off the Reddit gift exchange. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's 2 pounds of chicken tenders or breasts. Okay. Whatever. Like
I do breasts.
Breaded.
Yeah. So like Purdue chicken.
Yeah. And then you marinate it with 1 cup of zesty Italian dressing.
Ooh.
1/4 cup of fresh lime juice with pulp.
Okay.
And then 1/4 cup of honey.
Ooh.
All in one bag.
Yeah. So like how this is marinated. Yeah. And then you marinate it overnight.
And you shake it up and then you marinate in the refrigerator for 4 to 6 hours.
I might
you
do it
can
overnight.
Do overnight.
It'll mix better.
But I normally do the 6 hours. And then you dump the entire contents into a skillet on medium heat.
Okay.
When you cook until the marinade has caramelized and the chicken is cooked through.
I'm making that. I'm definitely making it. I'll let you know. That sounds like a Tuesday meal.
Served with rice or fresh vegetables. Great served with fresh Jersey corn. That's the exact recipe that I got.
Very nice. I'm definitely going to make that this week. I'll let you know how it is.
Thank you. But yeah, I've brought that to events and it goes over well. Which brings us to the next question. Yeah.
Okay. Do you like potluck dinners?
I do. I
don't think I've ever been to one.
The Christian camp I used to go to, we had potluck dinner every year towards the end of camp.
Yeah.
And it was just fun because, like, everybody was like, this is what I make. This is my signature dish. Yeah. And it was cool to just see everybody's pride in the food and then try so many different foods.
Yeah, but what if someone didn't like it and they faked that they liked it? Has that ever happened?
Yeah. But, like, there was one lady. Lady, it was so nice. I'm not going to use her name because she also passed away and I can't ask her for permission to
Well, technically I could.
I'm like, okay. But she was so nice. She was one of the Sunday school teachers. And she would make cauliflower jello. I did not like.
Cauliflower jello?
Yep.
So like jello with pieces of cauliflower in it.
Yep.
Oh. And that just makes me want to gag right now.
No one likes that. Except, like, Aunt Jean loved it. Aunt Jean would literally,
it's like the
devour it.
It's like the, what do we make on Thanksgiving that I don't like? Cranberry Jell-O. Mm. I hate that. Because I don't like the texture. I'm not a cranberry fan. Like, I love the cranberry, it's a cranberry salad, but it's, like, in Jell-O.
Okay.
And I don't like the cranberries.
Okay.
But we do like the cranberries out of the jail, out of the can, and you slice cranberries. That I'm fine with. But with chopped up the actual cranberries in actual Jell-O, no thank you.
Okay.
It's the consistency. I can't.
But she would make cauliflower Jell-O, and it would have cauliflower and pieces of olives in it. And it was always...
Well, it's literally cauliflower salad, minus the Jell-O.
And it would literally always be in strawberry Jell-O.
No!
Because Aunt Jean was like, oh, I love this. I'm so glad she made this. And so, like, a bunch of the older people would like it, and all of the younger people were like, no, thank you. Aunt Jean force-fed it to me the one day. And I was like,
just hold your nose to swallow! Hold your nose to swallow!
Like, I just gotta get this out. And I ended up looking at the food, and after I took one bite with the cauliflower in it, and I was like, Angie, I don't like this.
Yeah.
She was like, okay, eat the Jell-O part, not the vegetable part.
The flavors are mixed in! Yep.
So you're
getting that olive flavor and the cauliflower flavor in with the Jell-O.
Yep. So I would pick out the vegetables, and the cauliflower, which is white, had turned pink.
Oh,
I'm like, I can't never
do this. Yeah, I can't. No more.
So, but like, we'd have like so many good foods that like, somebody always made lemon bars, which I love.
Somebody can't get past lemon bars.
But
I have a weird thing with citrusy desserts. Like, minus the key lime cake that my sister made for Mother's Day. Delicious.
Oh.
Delicious. But I don't like key lime pie.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the meringue.
Okay.
It's a I'm telling you, it's a texture thing all of a sudden. Like, I'm great with every veggie minus eggplant. Yeah. I don't like apricots. Oh, we had coconut chicken. Okay. We had coconut chicken. Okay.
And how'd that go?
Okay. Okay. Shay knows I despise coconut. Like, a lot. Like, hey, but I can eat the coconut off the Girl Scout cookies. True. Like, this.
Caramel delight.
Caramel delights. That I'm fine with, which is weird because it's baked in.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Now,
okay.
I have a question about this coconut chicken.
Yes.
Was it like a coconut sauce or like breaded in coconut?
It was breaded it was like legit breaded onto the chicken.
Oh. Okay.
And it was baked. So.
Okay.
It was already pre-made. It was like from like the grocery store. And my mom picked it up a couple years ago and it's been sitting in the freezer and my dad picked it out. And he goes, I seriously thought it was coconut shrimp. I'm like, oh, cool. We're having coconut shrimp. And I'm like, coconut. Wait a minute. I don't like coconut. And my dad was mortified. He goes, your mother told me you don't like coconut. Why didn't you tell me? I'm like, I can eat it off. Like, I can eat it if it's baked in.
Yeah.
Like, but if it's coconut custard, like pie, and you like sprinkled the coconut, like the coconut from like the bag, I cannot eat that. It's weird.
Okay.
I ate the coconut shrimp and I actually... Coconut chicken. Sorry. Coconut chicken. And I actually loved it.
Good.
And my mom, I call her the one day. She goes, she's like flabbergasted that I ate this dinner. She goes, you said you don't like coconut. What gives? I was like, I liked it. She goes, but it had coconut on it. I was like, but it was baked.
Yeah.
It was baked into the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't bad. She goes, all right. I was like, but I like coconut shrimp. She goes, no, you don't. I was like, well, I must have had a dream that I liked coconut shrimp. I don't know.
Okay.
So it was actually very good. It was from the grocery store. You just, because it's already pre-baked, you just pop it in the oven for like, till it's warm enough.
Oh.
And that's it.
All right.
Like, I think it was like $2.75 for like 15 20 minutes.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, I asked because at the Thai place I get food from at the mall, they have coconut chicken, but it's a coconut sauce.
Yeah, no.
And it's really good to me. So I'm like, okay. But I have a random question.
Yes.
We've already been on this for an hour.
Okay.
And we still have,
like, 10 questions.
10 questions left. Shall we split this into a 2-part episode?
If you want to.
And then
we'll come back.
Yeah.
And then we'll, do you want to?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. So. Sorry, guys. This, I didn't think she had this, like, she has 25 questions.
Yes.
For cooking. 25.
My brain was going that day.
Which means if we continue, it'll probably not get done till almost 1.
Yeah.
1 the latest. Mm-hmm. And Daisy Doe has an appointment at 5. So we're going to, we'll do a part 2 on this one.
Yeah.
So
this will be split into
then,
2 parts.
Because then I can actually answer my questions more in depth.
Yeah. Because this episode is going to end up being a lot longer than I expected.
Yeah, no, which is fine.
It's fun. And
we get to backtrack a little bit.
And since I have to get surgery in July, we're pre-recording a lot.
Yes.
So
there will be a lot of episodes.
The more
coming.
Episodes we have, the better.
Yes.
So.
All right, take it away, Shay.
Cut it here for right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. As always, you can contact us at CandidlyEclecticPod@gmail.com, or you could follow us on Candidly Eclectic Podcast on Instagram. Catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain, and True Fans. New episodes drop on Wednesdays. We'd love to hear your feedback. We hope you have an awesome day, and we'll see you again next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.